Brent Gardner-Smith, thanks for taking the time to join me today. You open your article by suggesting that building a reservoir to meet future Aspen water demands depends somewhat on continuing to water the golf course. Is Aspen looking at curbing landscape water uses in the future?
Well, they're in the middle of this supply and demand risk analysis and looking at different scenarios. Circumstances way in the future under dramatic drying of water under climate change, of where they might be short of water. And they're looking at water shortages as how much we might need to meet our domestic household needs in the city of Aspen, how much water we might need if we want to meet the minimum stream flows in Castle and Maroon Creeks, and how much we might need if we want to do those two things and also continue to irrigate the way we do in Aspen, which includes diverting water from Castle Creek to water the golf course. With me?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the options they may have in the future is, well, if we want to meet in-stream flows and domestic use, we might be able to curtail our irrigation, and that way we'd only face shortages in 2 out of 25 years, as opposed to the worst-case scenario of 19 in 25 years. So in a way, yes, it boils down to, well, if Aspen stops watering its golf course, it may be able to meet its future water needs, even in a draconian landscape.
And it sounds like the city council is trying to identify some alternatives to the controversial proposal of two reservoirs on Castle and Maroon Creeks. All scenarios included something called a no growth in demand scenario. Describe what that means.
Well, the demand is based on their obligation to provide municipal water to their customers, which takes two flavors, what they provide to households and industry, and also includes outdoor irrigation. So there's a large amount of irrigation, probably 60% of their total water demand is for outdoor use, people watering their lawns and their gardens.
So the no growth in demand scenario means that they don't want to see more of a water demand?
Yeah, they had three scenarios related to demand. One was, okay, it's going to go through the roof. The other is we're going to keep it at the current level that it's at today, even if population rises, which is practical because they have been driving down their demand through the past couple of decades through water conservation and replacement of leaky pipes and things like that. And then the third best case scenario, if you will, which they label intervention, is that in times of drought, they would restrict outdoor watering and say, okay, everybody, you can't water your lawn. We don't have enough water for that. You still have enough water to take a shower, but not enough for watering your lawn. And if they adopted that policy in the time of a drought, then their demand would drop pretty substantially.
And so that sort of brings us back full circle to the golf course. And, you know, if that happened, it sounds like it would really change the look of Aspen.
Well, it depends on whether they would do it on a permanent basis or a temporary basis, and whether they could also reshape the golf course. So instead of every inch of it being turf grass, maybe just the fairways and the greens or something. But it might be that in the future we get to a point where it's like, yeah, we can't water the golf course this year because we're in a really low flow situation and we'd rather keep environmental flows in the stream. You know, the city does have another option, which I'm sure won't be popular with golfers, which is that they could dry up the golf course permanently and dedicate some of their senior water rights to the in-stream flow or the environmental flows in the creek. It's also probably pretty important to realize that if you see any flat surface in the Roaring Fork Valley that's green, it's probably irrigated. So the golf course is about 150 acres of bluegrass, of turf grass, which is not natural and was not there originally. They mowed down the sagebrush to put the golf course in.
Brent Gardner-Smith, is this a sign of things to come throughout the Roaring Fork Valley? I mean, things seem to trickle down from Aspen, from concepts to worker housing to billionaires. Is water use control one of those things?
Well, with all due respect to the city has two other water reports, one from 2016 and one from 2014, that basically storage might be nice, but it's probably not necessary. And it's fair to say that they're not spending a great deal of time right now discussing those studies. There seems to be a mindset among city staff that hey, we don't have storage, and hey, we think we're really going to need that in the future. But again, there's no, frankly, credible evidence yet that says they do. It's true they don't have storage, but neither does Basalt, and neither does Carbondale, and neither does Glenwood Springs. And Basalt, Carbondale, and Glenwood are not running around trying to build storage right now. The city of Aspen is really focused on this. I think it's a relatively new obsession, but it's not entirely clear yet, to me at least, that they really need storage for sure.
If they could stop irrigating the golf course and save all this water, then they wouldn't need to be talking about dams and storage and Woody Creek.
It's all about how they define water shortage, right? And so you've got, again, this domestic need, half of which is for watering lawns. So even if you can't meet your domestic needs, it's like, well, okay, should we build a dam so we can water our lawns? And then there's this whole notion of, well, we're going to define water shortage again as, you know, enough to leave 14 CFS in Maroon Creek and 13.3 in Castle Creek. It's like, well, okay, but you guys don't have to do that. You have senior water rights. Those are junior water rights. It's nice you want to maintain those in-stream flows, but are you suggesting we should build a dam at the Maroon Bells to protect those in-stream flows, especially since it looks like you could protect those in-stream flows by not watering your golf course?
Brent Gardner-Smith, editor of Aspen Journalism, thanks very much for your work.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
That does it for this week's News Brief on KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.